When the United States aircraft carrier Corregidor steamed into Bremerhaven, West Germany recently, a new precedent was established in military history. In place of the usual complement of aircraft carried by the flat top was a unique cargo. For the first time, an entire company of U.S. Army helicopters was being delivered to an overseas base in an operational state. The 18th Transportation Company, composed of 21 Sikorsky H-34s, was en route to Army headquarters at Oberschleißheim, West Germany. There it was to become part of the Army's new organic aviation. When the copters left the Corregidor, however, their first destination was the nearby port of embarkation staging area, where they were to be fueled and completely checked before beginning the long cross-country flight to Oberschleißheim. These flying windmills, as the Army calls them, are capable of reaching altitudes of over 11,000 feet and of speeds exceeding 100 knots per hour. The European Defense Alliance, NATO, is dedicated to preserving the peace in Europe through preparedness. The swift-moving helicopters, capable of going anywhere, covering land quickly and carrying heavy loads, are part of a plan to improve the speed and mechanization of the defense organization. The Bremerhaven port of embarkation staging area was reached shortly after taking off from the Corregidor. As you can see, even these large copters can land as gracefully and as accurately as their smaller brothers. They are designed for use in a new Army program, which calls for a flexible fighting force, able to move troops, ammunition, food, and equipment instantly to wherever they are needed. At the staging area, the transportation company was to be briefed for the overland flight that lay ahead. In a few short days, these helicopters were brought almost 4,000 miles, ready to fly, ready to serve. Fueling for the long trip and a painstaking maintenance check was executed by the company's own mechanics. Every instrument had to be in perfect working order. Finally, the last preparations made, the helicopters were ready to go. On a cool, gray day, the pilots received weather clearance and maps of the terrain. The forecast was for clearing in the afternoon and some heavy winds. But the best laid schemes of mice and men can often go astray. The weather did not clear, and the winds were very heavy indeed. These, combined with the unfamiliar terrain, led to a total loss of position. In an empty field near a small town, the copters had to land to seek directions. West German civilians, attracted by the unusual spectacle, came to stare and give directions. With the help of several friendly farmers, the pilots were able to locate their position and rechart their course. An unscheduled stop and a short delay, and the flight was once more on its way. The weather had finally begun to clear, and the rest of the flight was routine. Oberschleißheim, the new base of the 18th Transportation Company, a West German home for these 21 helicopters and their crews. This was the first helicopter company to join American forces stationed in Europe. But in the near future, U.S. troops supporting NATO will be getting more and more of these flying egg beaters. For frontline organic aviation is essential to a mechanized military force. Should they ever be needed, these men and their Sikorsky helicopters will provide transportation quickly, efficiently, and without fanfare. today, they are part of the modern American Army, dedicated to preserving freedom and liberty all over the world. For freedom is the Army's business.